Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministries, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carson Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Good morning, God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of God. Let us pray unto the Lord at this time. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you today for every opportunity, oh God, that you have given us, oh Lord. We thank you this morning, oh God, for life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you this morning, oh God, for the chance, oh God, to worship you and serve you once again, God. We thank you, oh Lord, for being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you this morning, Lord, for strength, for health, for our right mind this morning. We thank you this morning, God, for the people, oh God, who are tending to your kingdom, to your work, oh God. We thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for life, oh God, for salvation and redemption, God. We thank you this morning, God, for those things that you have afforded us, oh God, that we were not worthy of, but you, oh God, in your most humblest and merciful way, God, saw fit, O Lord, to bless us, O God, to bless us, O God, and to allow us, O God, with outreached hearts and uplifted hands, O God, to worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. This morning, God, we thank you, and we say amen, we say amen, and we say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Give God some glory right now because of who he is and because of who he has caused you to be. Give God some glory right now because he is God. And besides him, there is no other. Give God some glory this morning just because God saw fit to allow you to be able to open your mouth and to tell the Lord thank you. Give God some glory this morning because he's allowed you to lift your hands in his presence upright in righteousness. Give God some glory this morning, this day that he has made. We are rejoicing and glad in it. This first day of the month of November in the year of 2020, this first day, this first Sunday of the month of November in the year of 2020, we give him glory now, honor and praise. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you, God. We bless him because our children are safe, because all is well in our homes. We're blessing him this morning because every situation and circumstance that may have been troubling us, God has already worked it out. We're blessing him this morning because he's brought us from a mighty long way. We're blessing God this morning because we have some strength, oh God, enough to open our mouths so we can say thank you. We're blessing him this morning. We're giving him glory. We're giving him honor. We're giving him praise this morning. God is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. There is a time coming when we won't be able to find God. Come on, Jesus. There's a time coming, a time that we are in right now when we're not even certain of what God is going to do. We are uncertain of what the next step is in our life. We're not sure of what's coming next, but one thing we can be sure of, that God is God. God is God. And he already said, before one jot or tittle of my word shall pass away, oh my God, shall fail, he says heaven and earth shall what? Pass away. Before one jot or tittle of my word, even the dot over the I, the period at the end, before one jot or tittle of my word shall fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. That's one thing we can be sure of, that God is God. And he is this morning. So this morning we're talking about being uncertain, being certain in uncertain times. We're talking this morning about being certain in uncertain times, being sure and very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. We're talking this morning about being certain, praise God, in uncertain times. We all go through some times in our lives when we are not sure of what's coming next. We are not sure even of the situation we are in at this present time. We are not sure of what's going to happen. You see, being certain in uncertain times, there is so much going on around us right now that no matter who we are, what we do, where we came from, where we are going, we all go through seasons or periods of uncertainty. We all go through a process sometimes when we are not sure and very sure, that our anchor is holding and gripping the solid rock. Sometimes we ask the question, how can we be certain? How can we be sure? What makes you know and know that you know? Come on, God. See, whether you're planning the next phase of your life, whether it be in marriage, whether it be moving on to another job, whether it be coming out of high school and going into college, or coming out of college and having to go into the world on your own, separating from your parents, whether it be bringing a new life into the world, there are some things that we are not certain of. We're not comfortable holding on and steadfast. Amen. See, being certain in uncertain times mean holding on to God, on to his unchanging hand. Being certain in uncertain times mean not doubting anything that God has said. Before one jot or tittle of my word shall fail, heaven and earth shall what? Pass away. Being certain in uncertain times. We're in a time right now. We're not certain. I'm going to talk just for briefly about this thing that we're dealing with right now in this country. And we're dealing with not just in this country, but in countries across the world, throughout the world. But right now in these United States of America, we're dealing with this thing called the election. We're not certain what's going to happen. We're uncertain who's going to be in the White House. But the one thing we can be sure of is no matter who lands their feet in the White House, we've got to remain in God's house. Amen. So being certain in uncertain times, we already know some things about the election that we are pretty sure of. And you hear me say pretty sure of. We're certain it's going to happen. We're pretty sure that if God should sustain this world, you see, that's where the uncertainty comes in. If God should sustain this world until Tuesday, November 3rd, we know that the election is going to go forward. Amen? But guess what? We are certain that it's already begun. Oh my gosh, the early voting, the push to get out and vote. Make sure you let your voice be heard. Being certain in uncertain times. Those things have already started. Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, if God should sustain the world until then, the results will be in. Oh, we're not even certain of that. There was a time when election day took place that we knew before we laid our heads down at night what the outcome was. Well, let me take you back just 4 years back. Let me remind us. Some of us went to bed thinking one thing, and when we woke up, oh my God, there was another thing. We used to be assured of the results the same day. This time, they're already predicting that it may be days, it may be weeks, it may be months before we get the outcome. Come on, God. Let me tell you, being certain in these uncertain times, we can think all we want, all we might, but it is only by his power and his might that things are going to go forward. Amen? We make plans. We come up with our dreams and our visions for our lives. We plan ahead. We join fitness clubs because we want to change the way we look. We want to change the way we feel. We want to change how our body is operating. Sometimes we join the fitness clubs and we say we're going to eat healthy because we don't want to turn out like somebody else we knew who struggled with health issues because they couldn't get their body in action and motion the way it should have been going. We say we want a new job. And then when we get that job, we want a different job, being certain in uncertain times. We ask for a raise. When we get that raise and we work a little harder, we want another raise, being certain in uncertain times. Sometimes we fill out application after application. We're sitting interview after interview. And nothing is happening, and you are not certain. God, am I supposed to be doing this? Am I supposed to be? But I tell you, the word reminds us to wait, I say. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Go forward. Keep pressing your way. See, when you're pressing, you're continually filling out those applications. You're continually taking a part in those interviews because you have to go through that process until God places you in the situation that he wants you to be in so that he can come through and cause you to be certain in these uncertain times. We plan for careers that will change our family's lives forever. Many of us have that hope of the NFL and the NBA. Come on, God. But what happens when that leg is broken and is not able to heal to its natural state? What happens is there's a whole demeanor that changes and we become again uncertain. We become uncertain in these uncertain times. I just want to share a few scriptures this morning for us to be able to lean and rely on through this period or time in our lives when we are uncertain of many things. But how we can be certain and we can be sure, we can believe God no matter what. We can trust God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like. Your marriage is on the brinks, no matter what it looks like. You can be certain in this uncertain time that God is in control, no matter, oh my God. Let's go to Zephaniah 3:17. And I want you to write these scriptures down and just go back and read and reflect on them later. Zephaniah 3:17 says this, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with what? Gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." It says the Lord, oh my God, who is in my midst. I'm going to take it personal. The mighty one, it says he will save. It says that God will rejoice over you with, oh my God. When God is glad over you, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. It says God will rejoice over you with gladness. It says God. It is he who will quiet you with his love. You ever been in turmoil, going through something, anxiety begins to build up? Oh my God, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job. Oh my God, something that you've gotten yourself into trouble. You don't know how you're going to get out of that trouble. But this says that the Lord, once you repent, you see, you got to go to God in prayer. You got to seek God while you have a chance. It says he will rejoice over you with gladness. Do you know if you're out there and you are unsaved right now, that God is waiting for you to relinquish all authority of your life to him, and it is he who will rejoice over you with gladness. It is he who will quiet you with his love. When you give it up to God, oh my God, something will overtake you. The Holy Spirit will come down. And it says God will quiet you with his love. He'll cause somebody to reach out to you, to reach up to you, to extend a hand to you, to, oh my God, not press you down, not put their foot on you, but to reach down and to pull you up. Come on, God. He'll quiet you with his love. God will rejoice over you with singing. Oh my God. Oh my God. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says this. I told you I'm going to give you some scriptures to reflect on. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Let's read that one again. But as it is written, I already told you, before one jot or tittle of his word should fail, heaven and earth gonna pass away. This word says, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man. Nobody could have even thought of. It could not even come through a man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. We already know God loves us. But this says for those who love him, truly love him. You've got to be in love with God. Song says falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. You got to be in love with God. So you can love somebody and not be in love with them. You can care about them, but not be in love with them. You got to love God with all your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, you see? Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And God already tells us, if you think it's evil to serve me, go ahead. Go ahead and serve whoever you want to. If you think it's evil to serve, because God wants us to understand that it's not evil to serve him. It's good to serve him. It's good to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's good to know Jesus. That's another song in my spirit. Come on, God. It's good to know Jesus, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Yeah. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. It hadn't been gossiped about you. Nobody else has your vision. Come on. Nobody else has the vision or plan that God has for you. It has not even entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Man does not know everything. Even in these uncertain times, you can be certain in these uncertain times that man cannot hold up anything that God has for you. You can be certain in these uncertain times that God is on the throne. You can be certain in these uncertain times that God is going to come through. He's coming through.
Yes.
He is coming through. It may seem a little shaky right now, but God is coming through. I promise you, the earthquake can't move what God is going to do for you. The flood waters can't wash away what God has prepared for you. Come on, God. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, Why? Because he cares for you. We're reminded to keep the word of God hidden in our hearts at this time, you see. When we hide the word of God in our heart, then when those times of uncertainty come, we can be certain and recall that he says if we humble ourselves under his mighty hand at that appropriate, that proper time, he's going to bring you up. He's going to exalt you and bring you out. It says casting all your anxieties on God. Why? Because God cares for you. How many people you know want to carry your anxieties? Sometimes folks get sick of hearing us whining, complaining, going on. I'm just telling the truth this morning. But God never, ever gets tired of hearing us. God needs us to talk to him, to walk with him, to cherish our relationship with him. It says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. It says, bring it to the Lord in prayer. Come on your knees and bring it to the Lord in prayer. What a friend we have in who? Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to what? Carry. Somebody, come on. Come on, speak to me. Relate to me. Oh my God, what a privilege it is to what? Carry what? Everything to God in prayer. That seventh verse says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares.
Because God cares.
What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. That song goes on and says, oh, what needless pains.
Needless
pains. That means we don't have to carry the stuff. The stuff we bear and carry, we don't have to. It says, take it to who? The Lord in what? Prayer. Come on, y'all. Keep the word of God hidden in your heart. Remember, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, any man. They don't know what God has for you. They don't know how much God has for any of us. But it says nothing that they can even think of or accomplish will be revealed even in their heart, the things which God has for those of us who love him. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne, being certain in uncertain times. Even when trouble is in your way, you can be certain in these uncertain times. The God is the battle axe in the time of battle. We can be certain of God and trust him to remove all things that are uncertainties. Let's take a moment. Breathe, Pastor. Slow down. Let's take a moment and look at the words certain and the words uncertain. Certain. Known for sure. Established. Beyond doubt, certain, having complete conviction about something. And that last word there says confident. Stay right there for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Certain, to know for sure, to establish beyond doubt, to know for sure who God is, what God is able to do, what God is capable of. Whether he moves or not, we know, like my three Hebrew brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew whether God moved or not to sustain them in the fire. What they said to the king is, our God is what? Able. That's called certain. That's called sure. You sure? You certain? Moses did not know how God was going to do it. But when God caused him to raise that staff and open the Red Sea so that the people could cross when the Egyptian army was behind him, he wasn't sure what was going to happen. But he had knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that something was going to take place. So you can be certain in these uncertain times, whether you know how it's going to turn out, that God is going to turn out. Amen. Certain. And uncertain. Let's look at uncertain. not able to be relied on, not known or definite, I'm not sure, an uncertain future. Your future can be uncertain, not completely confident or sure of something. You may not be completely confident or sure of how that election is going to go on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, but you can be sure and you can be certain that God says this in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in the election, in casting your vote, in looking at the ballot, in making your voice heard. It says in everything, by prayer and what? Supplication, a pleading unto God. But with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Nothing. Be anxious for nothing, people. In everything by prayer and supplication, it says, with thanksgiving. I need us to understand that. You got to pray. You can plead with God. You can humble yourself before God. He says, with thanksgiving. Go ahead and tell the Lord, thank you. God, I thank you for whatever the turnout is going to be. I'm going to follow what you told me to do. I'm going to choose who you told me to choose. But in my prayers, God, in my supplication, God, I in my mind may be leaning for this candidate, but you may be pushing that candidate. In my mind, God, it may come out, God, that it comes out this way, but they report it that way. But in the name of Jesus, it said, let your request be made known to God. In the meantime, after you let your request be made known, listen to this. That seventh verse says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Get that good. Get that. And the peace of God, no matter what it turns out, people, come on. Somebody needs to hear this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. We may not understand. I don't care whose side you're leaning on with this election. You may not understand the outcome of the word of God says, oh, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. It's above what we can understand. You know why? Because God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. It says his peace which surpasses all understanding. You're going to need God's peace no matter how this thing turns out. We're going to need the peace of God to cover our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. We cannot tear each other down. We cannot. The word of God says, don't tear down. He says, lift up. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We cannot forget what our common goal is in the kingdom. And that is to save souls for the kingdom. That is to go after souls for the kingdom. That is to preach and teach and live the word of God so that people will come to the kingdom. Because if you out there, you're going to be lost. No matter what the outcome of this thing is, God is in control and we can be certain. In these uncertain times, go to Psalms 56 and 3. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It simply says this. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. When I am afraid, somebody, I put my trust in you. Think about something that you have some fear for. You have some fear of. Yes, God has not given us the spirit of fear. But this word tells us, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In times like these times of being certain in uncertain times, we want to be certain in times like these when anxiety is on the rise, when crime is on the rise, when death is on the rise, when killing is on the rise, when lying and cheating and stealing are on the rise, when cutting people down with that old nasty thing called the tongue. We know the word tells us life and death is in the power of the tongue. Don't you kill nobody with your tongue. I don't care how awful they seem. Come on, God. In times like these when we are not sure and very sure, and the only way for us to be certain in these uncertain times, we're going to find ourselves worrying ourselves into a hole over what's going on around us. The only way to escape that is to understand when you're afraid, you got to put your trust in God. Why? Because Romans 8 and 28 says this, and we know all things, not some, not a few, not this election or that election, all things, however they turn out, work together for good to those who love God. They're going to love God again. You got to love God. To those who are the called, according to what? His, God's purpose. All things work together. Oh my God. For good. It works for good. Works for good. Who wants some good? What things are good to you? Peace is good to me. Oh my God, what's good to you? Harmony is good to you. Come on, God. What's good to you? Come on, God. Not being rejected is good to you. Come on. Love and caring are good to you. It says, oh my God, all things work together for good to those who love God. Do you love God? Come on, somebody, if you love God, go ahead and type in if you're out there listening. I love God. Don't be ashamed. I love God. To those who love God, to those who are called according to God's purpose. God's purpose, not ours. His ways are not our ways, y'all. His thoughts are not our thoughts, y'all. To, oh God, God's ways according to God's purpose for what he has planned. He's already told us in his word how it's going to turn out. He's already given us the end result of everything. So when things come and go in this world, when elections come, when elections go, presidents come, presidents go. Come on, God. We've got to be in tune with the word of God. To be certain in these uncertain times, you've got to know the word of God for yourself. My God. We need to remember that we don't know God's purpose for the moves that God is going to make. Come on. We don't know God's purpose. Show that scripture one more time, Elder. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according, thank you, God, according to God's purpose. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Thank you, God. We need to remember we don't know God's purpose for the moves he's going to make. I've got some chess pieces in my hand right now. We don't know which move God is going to make. You see, the queen can conquer all on the chessboard. But we don't know what God's purpose is going to be. You see, I'm told that there's going to be a whole guy, a knight that comes in on a white horse. Come on, God. And he's going, God, going to move the queen out. Amen. He's going to move the king, God, the king of kings. The Lord of Lords is who we can be certain about in these uncertain times, in these times when we're awaiting circumstances. We're awaiting, oh my God, oh my God, results of doctor's tests. We're awaiting, oh God, what's going to be our next step. We're awaiting, oh God, for somebody to call us, give us a job, give us an opportunity in these times when we're waiting to see if our children will get scholarships to go to school. We can't even go to school in these uncertain times. Oh my God, oh my God, we've got to cling to the word of God. The word of God has to be our constant. It has to be invariable. It has to be what we need and all we need in our time of need. We have to be certain in these uncertain times that the word of God is continual, it's persistent, it's sustained, it's abiding, it's what will keep us, what will cover us, the word of God in these uncertain times. My God. Ooh, Jesus. Philippians 1 and 6 says this. In these uncertain times. Thank you, Lord. And I am sure of this. That he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of who? Jesus Christ. When Christ cracks the sky, when he comes, he is God. He is God. He is God, and above him there is no other. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God the Father sent the Son. God the Son left the Holy Spirit to abide with us. We have to understand when we are being, oh God, being uncertain. We can be certain in these uncertain times by holding to God's unchanging hand. No ifs, no ands or buts about it. We have to keep the word of God hidden in our heart so that we are able to call it up to remind us, to bring that peace that surpasses all understanding, to get us through the next thing, just the way it brought us through the last thing. My God. Being certain in uncertain times. We've got to go to the word of God. But we've got to go to God in prayer. We've got to believe God is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We've got to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. We've got to stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our work is not in vain in the Lord. We've got to, oh God, present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. For this is our reasonable service to trust in God, to follow God, to do his work, to do his will, to be in his way. Thank you, Lord. But the word says you got to love the Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul. You got to love God. God already loves you. God loves us. He's not going to fail us. He's already proven that time after time again. He wants us to hold and to not let go, to be steadfast, y'all, unmovable, and trust him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. As we reflect this morning, thank you, Lord. We want you to remember God is, and whatever is going to happen, thank you, Lord. He's got it. That's our reflection this morning. God is. We can be certain of this thing. In these uncertain times, we can be certain that God is. And whatever is going to happen, God's got it, y'all. God reminds us to be still and know he's God. Whatever's going to happen, he's got it. However the situations turn out, he's got it. Whatever you need from him, he's got it. Whatever you desire from him, he's got it. Sometimes we just have to wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord and be of good courage, knowing that he will strengthen your heart. Let me tell you, oh my God, that peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep you until the day of Jesus Christ. Because remember, I am sure of this one thing, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's not going to be over until God says it's over. It's not going to be done until Christ comes back. Everything we're working so hard for, working so hard towards, don't let this earth and the things of this world bring you down. You stay focused on God. Yes, you have a duty in your life to respond to what's taking place. You have a duty to be a part of what's going on. You have a duty, but what you have to remember is that our bound duty, our ultimate appointment is of God. And everything, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Oh my God, he has established it. God has, not man. So in order to be certain in these uncertain times, I tell you, stay with God, stay strong, and remember, whatever's going to happen, he's got it. Whatever's going to take place, he already knows it's going to take place. You see, he knows the outcome before we can even begin to affect the outcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, I admonish you by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to our God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard. And that's what we need. We need our hearts and our minds guarded. His peace will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Come on, give God a praise wherever you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, we offer you him right now. We offer you a way out of the mess that you're in. We offer you a way to be redeemed from whatever your sins are, whatever your sins have been. We offer you now Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. We offer you Christ this morning. Thank you, God. If you would, pray this prayer of redemption with us and salvation. Father, this morning, I relinquish all authority of myself. Jesus. Oh, God. And your word already told me that if I confess with my mouth, Jesus, and believe in my heart, the Lord Jesus, that he was raised from the dead. He died. He was crucified. And you raised him, God. If I believe those things, and I believe that Christ is the Son of God, that you, oh God, sent your Son, oh God, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. You've offered me salvation, and I am saved. This morning, you're saved. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved. You belong to God. Turn your back on the enemy. Guess why? Because God's got your back now. Go forward in God, with God, believing and knowing that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for joining us this morning. We give God glory for all of our listeners on the phone lines, all of our people who are viewing us on Facebook, on YouTube. We bless God for you, and we continually pray. We ask that you continue in prayer with us. Join us in prayer from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, as we pray every hour on the hour for God to release some things, even in this election, on Tuesday. Amen. God is able. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. If you want to be a blessing to our ministry, we ask that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com and that you bless us with an offering. Amen. Amen. We give God glory for all things and everything. And we know that everything that he would have for us, desire for you to share with us, will go out to do kingdom work. Amen. Rhema and Rhema listeners, remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Amen. God bless. Have a good week. Be awesome. Be in the Lord. And amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnevelle Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.